This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And then she says, is it permissible for a husband to forbid his wife from going out for a week? May Allah bless you. Okay. Well, look, of course, the general rule is that, when within a marriage, that husband and wife, we should be taking care of one another, you know, and a wife should obey her husband. Yes, there is a hierarchy in the Islamic marriage, not a hierarchy of importance, but a hierarchy in terms of who's in charge, right? Just like in a company, you have a CEO, right? And everyone, a good CEO will consult with everyone, right? Take their views on board, care about his team, or her team, right? The CEO gets to make the final decisions, right? In a similar way, in the Muslim family, father is the protector, the provider, and he's in charge of the family, he's the CEO. Now, what that doesn't mean is that it allows him to be abusive. Okay, that's not what is meant by that. That's not what is intended. It means that he has the role of a shepherd, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, a shepherd, that each of you is a shepherd and each of you is responsible for his flock. And a man is a shepherd over his family, right? And he's responsible for his flock. So although, you know, there might be a reason why a man might forbid his family from going out or something like this, you know, it's very difficult to say unless you know all of the facts and all of the situation, right? Because I've known of cases where a sister was involved in very destructive behavior that was harming herself and her child. And so, you know, a husband might put certain restrictions in place to help the woman, you know, to help his wife to protect herself, okay? So if it's for a reason like that, you know, then it's understandable. But the general rule is, it's not there to allow men to abuse their position, you know, and to do things that would cause undue harm, undue stress, or a negative consequence to affect their wife. So I hope that generally answers that question. You know, we should be taking care of one another. We shouldn't be trying to do things in a vindictive way to hurt one another. And a husband should certainly not be trying to control and harm his wife in a way that would be detrimental and counterproductive.